أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى إلا أن قالوا أبعث الله بشرا رسولا. قل لو كان في الأرض ملائكة يمشون مطمئنين لنزلنا عليهم من السماء ملكا رسولا. قل كفى بالله شهيدا بيني وبينكم إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. This is from Ayah 94-96 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about some of the absurd demands that the Quraysh had made upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if that is not done, then they won't bring iman in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسِ, nothing prevents mankind, أَن يُؤْمِنُوا, that they bring iman, that is in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى, when hidayat, when guidance had come to them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala sent Qur'an, Allah gave man the ability, the capacity to comprehend. Allah gave man the ability, the capacity to accept Allah Ta'ala. But there is nothing that prevents them from doing all of this. Illa an qalu aba'athallahu bashara rasula. Except that they said, they asked, did Allah Ta'ala send a human being as a rasul? That is all. Now, when Allah Ta'ala sent the human being, the best of all the creations of Allah, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they had this objection that why is it a human? Should it be an angel? That if an angel came, then we would have accepted. Now in the past, many ayats have passed, where Allah Ta'ala explained that man has his own inherent weaknesses, and Allah will send the best of creations, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, to guide man because they understand the human philosophy, they understand the human habits, they understand the weaknesses of humans, and they will correct all of this. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in other verses, here Allah ta'ala responds in a different way. Qul, say O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو كان في الأرض ملائكة, on the earth if there were angels, يمشونا, walking on this earth, مطمئنينا, with ease, with peace, with tranquility. In other words, Allah had sent angels onto this earth, لنزلنا عليهم من السماء ملكا رسولا, then we would have sent angels as a rasul. But we sent humans, so we will send a human being as a Rasul. And Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were human beings, and Allah Ta'ala had sent them. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Now the question is, did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam really need the Quraysh of Makkah, the Kuffar, those that antagonized him, those that went against him, prevented him from spreading the message of Allah, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really need them to become witnesses to his nubuwat? So this answer Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ, say O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Allah is sufficient as a witness to bear testimony between you and I. You haven't bore testimony to my nubuwat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does so, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the best and sufficient as a witness between you and I. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. And certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is khabir, Allah is aware, basir, Allah beholds his ibad, his slaves, his servants. Allah knows everything, Allah has full knowledge, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sufficient. Whether you, O Quraysh, accept or deny, that is left in the hands of Allah, it does not alter the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and it does not alter the speed with which Islam had spread in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.